Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider and senior editor of Notice, is on the WBEN Lifeline. Dave, good morning. Lawmakers on both sides are warning Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth may have committed war crimes after he authorized two strikes on an alleged drug boat, the second strike targeting survivors. Even the president has commented on this. Where is this going?
Well, we've got a lot of conflicting information coming out, Susan, and that's why Congress is going to get involved in a way that they don't typically get involved in Trump-related, White House-related affairs. They're going to conduct an investigation, and they're going to look into it in a bipartisan fashion, but led by Republicans, because it is unclear at this point whether it was Pete Hegseth who ordered up a second strike. Initially, the White House was saying that this was fake news and that this was a big misunderstanding. They've rolled that back. And in essence, we have sort of a he said, she said, or maybe it was the admiral, maybe it was Pete Hegseth, maybe it wasn't something of that nature at all. So when you add it all up, it's a whole heck of a lot of confusion and something that is only growing in prominence as opposed to receding.
Growing in prominence, but I don't know if this is on most Americans' radar exactly what's going on down there with these boats, with the strikes on them, and what it means for any sort of future military involvement.
Well, the White House has tried to put it on Americans' radar in the most direct of fashions by constantly showing videos of these strikes, saying that these are legitimate. This is a war on drugs. This is a war on narco-terrorism. I think everyone has probably seen a video or two or 10 at this point. And as a result, this has become such a controversial issue and such a hot political issue as a result of this happening, and not just happening once or twice, but now we have multiple boats that have been struck, dozens of people that have been killed. And from a policy perspective, you can either agree with the White House and agree with the president and say, yes, this is a complete legit use of American military force, or there's plenty of folks who on the other side are saying, no, this is tantamount to war crimes, and that this should be a criminal action, not a military action. We should be stopping these boats, keeping them from coming to the United States, but not summarily killing people, which, again, a lot of detractors are saying is tantamount to execution without a trial. So that is sort of the bookends that we have here in Congress and their investigation, which, again, Republicans are leading this investigation. They're going to be looking specifically into the issue of whether this second strike on at least two men who survived an initial strike, who were basically floundering in the water, if they were killed illegally or improperly based on not only international law, but also the U.S. standards for military engagement.
What could potentially happen, though, with Hegseth if it's determined that he committed a war crime?
It's unclear. And we could have lots of determinations that would fall well short of Pete Hegseth being considered to be in violation of international war crime laws. So that's important to note straight up. But this is something from on one hand, from a political sense, he could survive all of this, politically speaking, and nothing will be made of it. On the other hand, he could be somebody who becomes one of the initial casualties of Donald Trump's cabinet, if this got to the point where it was no longer convenient for him to serve as defense secretary for Donald Trump. We are a long way away from that, so it seems, and no indication that that is going to happen. But pay very close attention today to one event that's going to be happening at the White House, which is a cabinet meeting that Donald Trump is going to be leading. We've had a couple of these earlier in Donald Trump's second term this year. These have been, I think, by any fair measure of it, strange affairs that go on for hours and usually involve many of the cabinet members for Donald Trump just saying really nice things about Donald Trump. They're televised, they're public. Everyone can watch it. Pete Hegseth is scheduled to be there. So pay attention to what Donald Trump is saying about this. That could be and provide an indication of where, at least in the initial offing here, things are going in the relationship between Donald Trump and his defense secretary.
Did you enjoy your time back in Buffalo, Dave?
Oh, I mean, have I never not enjoyed a time back in Buffalo? I mean, I had an amazing Thanksgiving. It was great to see everyone. I ran my 29th straight turkey trot. Very proud of this. And it was amazing to be there with 14,499 of my best friends in Buffalo.
Trevor finished 213th.
Amazing. I did not finish 213th.
But did you finish? Close. If you finished, that's enough, right?
I finished. The wind off the lake was a little nasty, but I am not alone in feeling that. It was a great day.
Glad you enjoyed it. And thanks for joining
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Hey, congrats on the new job with Notice. Do you want to tell everyone quickly what that is?
Absolutely. It's a very new news organization, stands for News of the United States. And basically, you know, we bring together some of the most talented young journalists and we train them. They are fellows for 2 years with Notice and pair them with some of the best veteran journalists in the country here in D.C. And as we like to say, we call it like we see it, no matter whose narrative it fits or how many clicks we will get on stories. I think it's a different kind of news organization that people should pay attention to at notus.com.
All right. Dave Leventhal joining us live here on WBEM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.